Thank you, Anne. Now I've taken off my jacket and I've started to roll up my sleeves because I'm going to start with the list of things we can all do to help change the direction we're headed here. And they're not mutually exclusive, by the way. You can do all five and it will help. The first one is, some of you may have seen a message, a poster, a No Cuts to Kids poster out in the hallway. If you haven't written a message on that, please do. That will be rolled up and sent off to Victoria in order that they understand the sentiments of you here today. So please, and if you fill it up, we'll just add more space. We'll make sure that there's room for everybody's messages. It's now a pleasure to introduce our next speaker, Jack McDermott. He's been an inner city teacher for 15 years at Britannia and currently at Thunderbird. Some Britannia fans. Yes, go ahead. And at Thunderbird, he's currently a grade 2 and learning assistance teacher. Please welcome Jack McDermott.
Thank you all for coming today. I'm very proud to be here representing VESTA and roughly 3,000 teachers in Vancouver. Since I've recently returned to teaching primary students again, you'll forgive me, I hope, if I pause to thank you for how you're all sitting up very nicely and listening well. I've decided that in the very limited time that I have here, I'd like to talk mostly about my own school, Thunderbird Elementary, where I've taught for 10 years, and some of the challenges that we face, and then make one or two general points if I'm not hooked off before then. Thunderbird is an inner city school. Our students come from a very wide variety of cultural and ethnic backgrounds, and are children of working class parents or parents on social assistance. Many would be classified as vulnerable. Together with very dedicated and caring teaching colleagues, we have faced many challenges and we've succeeded in making Thunderbird Elementary an excellent environment for our students to learn in. I'm continually impressed by the resilience of my colleagues, given the many challenges that they face daily. What's completely unacceptable to me is that in addition to all the stresses of their very demanding jobs, our staff must undergo, every year it seems, cutbacks. It means teacher and other staff layoffs, larger classes with less support from ESL teachers, learning assistance teachers, teacher librarians, and other support staff, fewer resources, and the need to use outdated or inadequate materials. Teachers, in many cases, provide many of their own resources. Let me just give you one or two examples of how this has affected our school. 2 years ago, six of our full-time teaching staff were laid off in June. About a quarter of the teachers at our school, young, enthusiastic professionals, helping our students in so many ways, gone. It's very hard for those of us who remain at the school to say goodbye year after year to such valued colleagues. It is, of course, much harder for those who are laid off. Where and what will I be teaching next year? Or even, will I be teaching next year? In a domino effect, the district's EOCs, substitute teachers, move further down the priority list for jobs, and some are forced to give up teaching altogether. Our school goes on, but diminished. We who remain take on additional responsibilities, larger classes, bigger workloads, less support. In short, less time to spend with each child in our care. Layoffs this year may be quite severe again. I will summarize just a couple of other things I have here. We have three special education assistants serving 380 students. Students who are mildly mentally handicapped, have serious learning disabilities, or severe behavior designations, in some cases get very little or no support. Another recent piece of terrible news that we've had is that our family advancement worker of the past 16 years will be leaving us at the end of March. She has worked with many of our most vulnerable children, children who have lost parents through death or divorce, children who live with domestic violence, with drug and alcohol abuse, and she's helped many parents who have limited resources and education of their own. We have also heard, we fear that perhaps our hot lunch program is at risk. It not only shouldn't be cut, but we need a breakfast program as well. Hungry children don't learn well. I hope I've given you a little bit of a picture of my favorite school. I've been going to far too many meetings in recent years about VSB budgets. I thank the current school board for actually listening to real input from teachers, parents, and all affected groups. And for submitting a needs budget along with a compliance budget. I am, however, completely frustrated and angry with having to look at our present inadequate budget and try to imagine 11 or 12 more million dollars slashed from it. No cuts to kids says it all. What can each of us do? I think some things have already been mentioned, besides coming to meetings like this. Talk to others, inform them of the issues, encourage them to write their MLAs. Join the Blue Ribbon Campaign, People for Public Education. Support SOS. VESTA teachers have organized a district-wide celebration of our elementary schools between February 23rd and March 12th called Schools in Action. Please encourage anyone you know, especially those who don't normally visit schools, editorial writers perhaps, Fraser Institute people, perhaps especially them. The schools will be open for many different events. In some cases, schools are sending people into the community. Details are available, will be available in community newspapers, on posters, and at our website, www.vesta.ca. One of the most overused cliches in education is the children are our future. In closing, I think if we must use it, I think we should say the children are their future. Those of us who care for them and love them need to worry less about dollars and cents in budgets and more about helping them balance their futures. Thank you.